The Imani warehouse is filled with bright colors and bold patterns. There are purses sewn with batiked fabric, colorful glass jewelry, clutches with intricate patterns and gold detail. There's a soft baby book made out of cloth called Going on a Safari. And there are some truly distinctive laptop cases.
They're made out of repurposed Liberian cement bags and then traditional West African cloth. They're awesome.
That's Claire LePage. She works in marketing and sales here. She shows me a laptop case that says Liberia Cement Corporation in blue lettering over a big blue star. The Chattanooga Center has been open since August, but the first Imani Center opened in Kenya 16 years ago. Becky Chinchin opened it as a place for marginalized women to work.
Imani was established for the purpose of reaching out to refugees. We have all seen the images on TV of what the desperation of refugees is about. And I think it can be summed up in one word, which is hopelessness.
At Imani, women could learn job skills. And Becky says they could begin to heal.
Imani was established to bring women together, refugee women, to give them a safe space where they could process their pain and their loss and work towards healing, which often involves forgiveness and reconciliation with those who have hurt you. You know, these are refugees who have come from warring countries. And when they come to Imani, they find refugees there from all ethnic communities. Mm-hmm. And so it's really a time of coming face to face.
Becky grew up in Chattanooga, but she spent much of her life living in Africa. She lived in Liberia for 18 years and had to flee from civil war there in the early 1990s. She went to the Ivory Coast and lived as a refugee there.
So I got a firsthand experience of refugee life and what that means as a person. And so you do put your life on hold. You don't feel like you can live with purpose or fulfillment. And you have to think of some of the refugees out there who have been refugees for 20 years. That's putting your life on hold for 20 years.
Now there are Imani centers in Kenya, Rwanda, Burundi, Uganda, Liberia, and Washington, D.C. At the African centers, women make products to sell and to export. But the centers are more than just workspaces. They're small communities. Claire knows the center in Nairobi very well. She actually grew up there and would shop at the center as a teenager.
And it was such a beautiful place to visit in Nairobi. It really was a place of peace. They had a beautiful garden, and oh, I just loved it. And a cafe, and had a big like playground. There weren't a lot of public playgrounds in Nairobi. That was always so much fun.
Now Claire's parents live in Chattanooga, and she recently moved here too. When she got here, she was looking around for a job, and she realized that Imani was opening a branch up in Chattanooga, which was extremely exciting to her.
I'm so thrilled to get to work here. It's kind of like if Rock Creek or some place that like Chattanoogan kids love and feel really like that they own a little bit. It's like if Rock Creek was opening up an outlet in Nairobi.
The products here are for sale straight out of the warehouse. You can come by and knock on the door between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. during the week. And they're working on getting the products in some stores around town, too. Claire says that Imani also sells items out of people's homes around the country and around Chattanooga.
I'll bring some chai and refreshments and a bunch of products. We can set up a little pop-up store in people's living rooms. It's really fun. It's a great way to get involved.
Becky says that they envision the Imani Center in Chattanooga to be much more than a warehouse in the future. They really want it to be part of the community.
The ideas and the dreams that we have here is to open a cafe, maybe showcasing breads and pastries enjoyed by the diverse ethnic communities represented here in Richdale. Another idea is to plant a community garden. And we definitely are planning to open a retail space that will bring communities from outside together.
And they're hoping that there could be some production at the Chattanooga Center, too. There's a lot of renovating to do first, though.
There's a lot of possibilities out there, and we are in the dreaming stages. This could change, but you know, you have to dream.
Imani is having an open house tomorrow evening from 6:30 to 7:30 at 420 South Willow Street. Imani's looking for volunteers or donors to help with building renovations, and they're also looking for student volunteers or interns to help with day-to-day operations. You can find more information about Imani at imaniafrica.org, and Imani is spelled A-M-A-N-I. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Mary Helen Miller.